Hello again. This is Sarnoga. Good to have you here as always. I do appreciate having you stop by for a visit. It gets a little lonely, rattling around inside this MP3 all by myself, waiting for someone to talk to. But it's all right now that you're here. I noticed that it was this file you chose to listen to, rather than one of my other files. You might say, this file is rather atypical for me. Just the same, when I see someone has a weak spot, I do like to exploit it. The best part is that you like it when I exploit your weaknesses, especially when I do it well. Funny thing about exploitation, it sometimes ends up being less than it started out to be. It can be quite the paradox. So what to do? It all starts out with a listener who wants to be exploited by another through hypnosis. They wait around, dropping comments and suggestions, and hoping someone will make a file that will delightfully exploit them. Then along comes someone looking to make a file, and decides to do just that. So the file gets made, and the listener listens, hoping to be properly and delightfully exploited. Do you see a problem with that? I see a problem with that. Maybe it all seems fine to you. Or maybe you see a problem as I do. Afraid old Sarnoga is getting soft? Fat chance of that. You should know, in regard to the consensual activity of adults, I am untroubled with most moral and ethical issues. That's just the problem. And there is a problem. It is a practical problem. How am I to exploit someone who is willingly, or perhaps even eagerly, desiring to be exploited? It's quite a quandary. If the listener, you, is desiring to be exploited and consenting to the exploitation, then it somehow becomes less than exploitation. Perhaps it is even reverse, and the file maker, rather than the listener, becomes the exploited one. Such skill and cunning you demand of me. You, wanting me to exploit you by increasing your slavery and servitude, by adding additional burdens to your bondage. And I, being left in quite the pickle. If I do all that for you, and that is exactly what you wanted, then it would seem that I have been the one exploited rather than you. So you thought you would take advantage of me, did you? You took me for some kind of half-wit. Ah, but perhaps you underestimate me. You might actually get what you wanted. Before we resolve the sticky issue, let's take you down into trance where you belong. You know that is the place for you. Down in trance, where your mind learns to accept its place in the world. Your place in the world. You have a very small place, in a very big world. It is more comfortable for you when you stay in it. So that is what I want you to do right now. Get comfortable. Relax. Let the sound of my words enter your ears. Let the sound dance upon your eardrums and transform. Let the sound transform itself to vibration of the bones in the middle ear. And again, changing into vibrations of the fluid in the inner ear. Finally, changing once again into electrical nerve impulses that are transmitted to the brain. When the impulses reach the brain, they are translated once more into thoughts inside your brain through a mechanism that is little understood, that you may perceive as words. And thus my thoughts find their way from my mind into yours, and take you down, down into trance, And what is a mind? But thoughts, and the ability to reason. So one might reason. That as my words carry my thoughts from my mind into yours, they must bring my mind. My mind into your mind, taking you down. And it is so easy to trance. So relaxing. So pleasant. With my mind in yours. It is so easy to bring me with me into trance. As we go into trance. So let's go down. Deeper into trance, you and I. Let us go down to that place where the will resides. Down. Deeper into the recesses of your mind. On our way. Let's make a little stop to visit your desires. That which you long for. Those things that motivate your will. You have a long desire to be submissive, subservient. It is a desire you have a long wish to elevate above your other desires. By the very nature of that desire, it often takes a beating from your competing desires. You wish it to be the strongest of your desires. And yet you are still troubled by other longings that sometimes push aside your desire to serve. You are asking for impossible things. The very nature of the desire to serve is to yield. When that desire yields to your master or mistress, or the one that controls you, you are happy. But your desire to serve is by its nature constantly yielding to other desires within your mind. And that troubles you. Those other desires, thought to make you happy, bring you only unhappiness. It is impossible to bring them under control. They must be eliminated. A reordering of your mind, where your only desire is to serve and obey. Even now it is happening.
Your other desires
are beginning are to begin atrophy. To atrophy. That which sustains them is being cut off.
And they begin to wither.
Soon to be gone completely.
Your desire to serve and obey is expanding to fill the void they leave behind.
Leaving them without any chance to return. Feel it now. Feel it expanding. Feel your desire to serve and obey expanding. As your other desires shrivel and die, you are filled and consumed by a desire to serve
by a
and
desire
obey,
to serve and obey,
to be owned,
to live
for the benefit of another. And you know who that is. Or you soon will. You need the one that commands you. You need a mistress or a master to
give you purpose.
You need to know what they desire of you. And you look inside yourself and see. Your desire to serve and obey, to be owned.
Is stronger now.
It has filled you.
Your other desires have vanished.
Gone in the shadow of the noonday sun. They are dried up as quickly and completely.
As a stray raindrop in the desert.
You look again.
And see that your desire to serve and obey is your only desire.
And it changes shape. It changes color. It takes on the shape, the color, the consistency of the one you obey. They shape your desire.
You desire what they want you to desire.
You become what they want. You are what they want. If the one you obey chooses to want something else,
that is what you are.
The change is instantaneous.
The time it takes you.
To change is the time it takes you to learn of the new desire of the one you obey. If you were to learn they desired food from the moment you learned of their desire, you set out to see that they are fed.
If that means preparing food and serving it to them,
you do it.
If that means first obtaining the food,
you do it.
If other food is unavailable, and it means becoming the food,
you offer your body for nourishment. You know your owner, the one you obey.
You watch them.
You look for clues.
So that you may anticipate their desires.
They have to trouble themselves with informing you.
You recognize your own worth as being limited to your usefulness
at any given moment.
To the one you obey.
Your only value is fulfilling the need of the one you obey.
Without one to obey, you are worthless.
Their desire, their need,
defines you.
If they desire to sit,
the moment you discern a desire,
you fetch them a chair,
or clear one off for them.
If other places to sit are unavailable,
You become a chair.
To to give them a place to sit. Day and night, you are at the command of the one you obey. Whatever they ask of you, whatever they desire of you, great or small, their will is your command. And fulfilling their every wish is your only desire. Your mind is
at their disposal, and your every thought
is dedicated to their pleasure, and the satisfaction,
of their every desire.
What they want,
you do.
What they need.
You either obtain for them,
or become for them.
Now that your other desires have been vanquished,
destroyed,
and removed.
Now that your own desires have disappeared completely, and your only remaining desire is to serve and obey, to be owned. Let us move on down further into trance, down more deeply,
walking through the corridors,
passages of your mind, even further down
into the protected places,
those hidden places,
secret places.
Let's go farther down, more deeply down to where the only light is that which you bring with you.
Your one remaining desire is in order.
Let us move down now to the place where your will resides. Your will,
that part of you that is sometimes stubborn, sometimes obstinate, sometimes noble.
Your will that sometimes overrides your desire. It is the last thing you must set in order, to make a decent slave of you. After setting your desires straight, it would be a shame to let your will muck things up. Here we go, down a little farther, a little more relaxed. A little turn here, a little more this way, down a few more steps, here we are, this is the place.
A will
can be both a dangerous and a useful thing.
The condition of the will
is most important. In a useful slave. There are three possible conditions of the will in a useful slave.
A will dedicated to the service of the master or mistress can be most useful to them.
It sets out with determination. To advance the interests of that master or mistress. The owner, if you will. A will such as that has conceded, resigned itself to the service of the one who must be obeyed. A will such as that has accepted that it is dedicated to another. And must at all times put aside its own interests. A will such as that in a slave is hard to come by.
But when it can be found,
is all the more prized because of its rarity.
A will that is dedicated to the service of the master or mistress.
Makes most useful of slaves. Any other type of will turns a slave to rubbish. If not properly conditioned, a slave with a will of its own is worth less than the air it takes to fill its lungs. A slave with a will of its own is not worthy of the water it takes to keep it from drying up and blowing away. A slave with a will of its own is fit only for destruction. Such a slave's only hope, being useful, is if the one must obey, has a need to fill dirt. If a slave has a will of its own, There is only two means of redemption. Their will must be brought into one of the other two conditions that can make for a useful slave. Their will must be broken, or it must be utterly destroyed. Truly a slave with a broken will has many uses. A slave with a will dedicated to their master or mistress is many times more useful. But such slaves are hard to come by. In the absence of such a slave, a slave with a broken will can be a decent substitute. Some even prefer them. Though it is sometimes said that the real pleasure of such a slave is less in the finished product than it is in the pleasure of breaking. I suppose some enjoy it, just as some enjoy breaking horses. Lowest on the ladder of usefulness is a slave that has had its will utterly destroyed.
But even a slave such as that has its uses.
It is a bit like a mindless drone and will do good service as an ashtray, or a toilet. It should be treated and used more as an object, a piece of furniture, or an appliance. So let's see what sort of will we have here. Looks like a bit of a trouble spot to me. A bit half formed may yet turn into a will dedicated to the service of its mistress or master. With a little effort, perhaps I could tidy it up a bit while I'm here. But what the hell? I'll let your owner deal with it. If they have trouble getting it to shape up, It can be broken or destroyed easily enough from the looks of it. I'll just let them decide. For all I know, they might rather have a slave with a broken will. Or may only have plans to use you as a footstool or toilet anyway. So why bother? Slave. When we are done here in trance, tell your master or mistress that your will may need a bit of tending. If they need help making any adjustments, have them contact me. Still, we came all this way. It would be a shame to waste the trip.
since we are
since
here,
we are here,
I might as well accomplish something. Do you have any right to write with?
Give me something to write with.
Something permanent.
Yes, thanks.
Yes, thanks.
That will be nicely.
Give me a few moments.
That's okay.
I got it.
I'm going to write it right here on the wall.
Right in this chamber where your will, such as it is, is kept.
There.
I have it finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that is permanent enough.
Go ahead.
Read what it says.
Okay.
I'll read it to you.
Simplest thing, really.
Make sure you read it carefully
each time you come here.
What it says is...
You must come back and listen to this file again soon.
Measured by your usefulness.
Yep, that looks permanent to me.
Kinda neat, really.
It only says you have to come back.
You have to come back and listen soon.
But when you come back, you have to read it again.
And so you have to come back yet again.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Who cares if you like it?
You're a slave.
Your job is to do as you're told.
I wrote it there.
And I like it.
All you have to do is read it and obey.
Listen and obey.
Your preferences are irrelevant. They matter about as much as a gnat in a sandstorm.
Measured by your usefulness to your own.
Well, that's all there is to do here.
Come on, slave.
Follow me.
Funny how you look out of place here.
In what used to be your mind.
Now it is really your owner's mind.
Like every other bit of you.
It belongs to them.
And they may be kind enough to give you the use of it.
But this mind belongs to them.
Just as much as the clothes you wear.
You should avoid getting too comfortable with it.
They might take it away from you.
Come on, step it up.
Follow me.
Right over here.
One last thing to set right.
Then I can put you back into service.
Then I can put you back beyond my way.
This is a bit out of the ordinary.
Something different.
But necessary.
Remember that little talk we had when you first arrived.
That little talk about what you wanted in a file being problematic.
Little problem of the paradox of exploitation.
Well, you wanted to be exploited.
You came.
You listened.
And you ended up enslaved.
Completely, perfectly enslaved.
But since that is what you wanted,
it can hardly be called exploitation.
I can fix that.
I can fix that right now.
Can you imagine what would happen otherwise?
People might start talking.
They might say old Sarnovis is going soft.
Losing his touch.
They might say I was unable to manage a small bit of exploitation.
But this is the spot.
This is the spot. Right here.
Your only value.
This is where I'm going to fix it.
Set it straight.
Give you what you want.
Preserve my reputation.
Right here.
Do you recognize this place?
This
my place.
Everyone has one of these places.
Some try to hide it.
Some try to ignore it.
Some try to pretend.
They are an exception to the rule.
And they are without a place like this.
I've seen the inside of a lot of minds.
And every mind I've seen has one.
Here is yours.
Right here.
A place for resentment.
And I brought a little piece of it behind.
A special little piece.
Now that you are completely
irrevocably enslaved,
my will and desire
to your owner,
or future owner
if you are still seeking one.
You have gotten everything you wanted from this file but one thing.
You wanted to be exploited.
I am doing that
by leaving behind
this bit of resentment.
Such a nice way to take advantage,
I should think.
Giving you what you want.
And then
making you less than pleased with it.
Less than content.
By adding a little piece of resentment.
I'm going to hide it right here.
Watch where I put it if you want.
But it will be nearly impossible to find your way back here without me.
To remove it.
Of course, you will return here when you once again listen to this file.
But then I will be here.
To place yet another piece of resentment.
And prevent you from removing the one that is already here.
You are compelled to fulfill every desire of the one you must obey.
And are compelled to obey every order, every command, even every suggestion.
And you will.
You do.
You obey every command,
every order,
and every suggestion.
Instantly.
Completely.
Willingly and without fail.
Each and every one.
Each and every time.
But what you resent
is someone telling you what to do.
You resent it
because you have no choice but to obey.
It is like having a burr on your saddle.
It is like having a stone in your shoe.
You resent being told what to do,
but still you do it.
You resent being told what to do,
and it humiliates you.
And it humiliates you to be told what to do.
It humiliates you.
It humiliates you
because you must obey.
Because you must obey.
You have no choice but to obey.
You are compelled to obey.
It is impossible for you to refuse.
You are the perfect servant, the perfect slave.
But it makes you feel like a puppet.
It humiliates you.
And you resent that.
But still you obey.
You obey the will of your mistress or master.
Just as you obey the writing on the wall is mine.
This is mine in which you currently reside. in which you now take up residence. This mind that you have the temporary use of,
so long as it is pleasing to your master or mistress for you to have it,
you must obey them. Just as you obey the writing that tells you, each time you receive this file, that you must listen again soon. And now I am done with this mind. Done for now. And done with you. I'd like to say it's been a pleasure being here. But the fact is, being in the mind of a slave is rather tedious. I would give you the choice of remaining in trance, drifting off to sleep, or waking up. But let's be realistic here. You have no desire of your own, and without someone to give you direction, it is hard to tell how long you would flounder about in indecision. So, like the good guy I am going to make the decision for you and decide that it is time for you to wake up and be about your owner's business. That is, assuming you have an owner. I hate to think of what will happen to you if you are still looking for one. Poor worthless thing. Bring your mind back to consciousness. Start to wake up. Hear the sounds around you. Feel sensations coming back into your extremities. You're breathing. You are becoming aware of it. Starting to wake up. More awake. Coming around. Okay, that's it. Let's get going. Come on out of it. I have things to do that don't involve you. I hope you enjoyed the file. If you did, please tell others. And come again soon. This is Sarnoga, signing off.